Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather. It brought us a beautiful weekend. The humidity started to creep up a bit yesterday, and it'll come up more today as a southerly wind flow around the backside of that high pushes some higher dew points into the region from the south. That high will give way off the eastern seaboard today, and clouds will begin to build up a bit in the afternoon. And we do run the risk at a late-day scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily in the Adirondacks, the western Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. The activity will diminish after sunset tonight, and we'll have a mainly dry and muggy evening. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing storm over the Great Lakes with a deep trough of low pressure for this time of year. Wind energy also associated with this system will head in our direction tonight. Showers, bursts of rain, and rumbles of thunder will become increasingly more likely from west to east through the overnight hours and toward tomorrow morning. We'll also have areas of fog developing, and it'll be muggy overnight with temperatures holding in the 60s. Additional showers and thunderstorms off and on throughout the day tomorrow. Some could be on the stronger side, especially with heavy downpours. A tropical feel tomorrow as that storm pivots through the region. Highs will be in the 70s. On the backside of that system, a few leftover scattered showers on Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures staying in the middle and upper 70s. As that whole trough of low pressure continues to pivot out on Wednesday, we'll be left with a good amount of sunshine on Thursday, and high pressure building in at the surface will allow temperatures to reach up to about 80. A weak disturbance will move through on Friday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs will be back into the middle 80s, and a lingering shower or thunderstorm possible on Saturday, dry though with high pressure back into the picture on Sunday, with highs in the weekend staying in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across central Oregon, and also across much of Ohio and the Tennessee valleys into the Appalachians and western New York and Pennsylvania. Hail and damaging wind gusts will be the primary risks in these locations. Meanwhile, a large part of the Deep South is under either a heat advisory or excessive heat warning. The lower Mississippi Valley is where the hottest temperatures will be. The heat index in New Orleans will be as high as 110 degrees, with some locations approaching 120 degrees in the lower Mississippi Valley. And Hurricane Hilda is located 480 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii, and is tracking west-northwestward at 9 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Steady weakening is expected over the next 48 hours, with Hilda forecast to weaken to a tropical storm tomorrow as it draws closer to Hawaii. Nonetheless, hurricane warnings have been issued for the offshore waters surrounding all of the Hawaiian Islands. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 60, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Leadville and Antero Reservoir, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 80, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 74, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 52 hundredths of an inch for the month, that's 61 hundredths below average, and 19.36 inches for the year, which is 4.46 inches of precipitation below average. There was 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 64, and 553 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 96, set in 1949, and the record low, 48, in 1955. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m., 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with steady rain moving in and the chance for thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms moving in late with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with the steady rain moving in and the chance for thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with the risk of a late-day thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms moving in late and lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with steady rain moving in and the chance for a thunderstorm and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, humid in the middle and upper 70s. A scattered shower or storm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny near 80 Thursday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday and Saturday. And mostly sunny on Sunday, with highs all 3 days in the lower and middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.